WPOI, St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Here's Holly with what's hot in Hollywood.
All right, let's talk the People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive cover. So they ranked all of the guys in how sexy their cover photo was. This is not like a ranking of all the dudes who's the sexiest. It was like, how did your cover turn out, right? So they've decided that Ryan Reynolds' cover from 2010 is the sexiest, followed by Chris Hemsworth from 2014, and then Hugh Jackman from 2008. Dead last, and I didn't even realize this man made the list, and now I'm scratching my head.
Wait, let me guess. Is it from like a few years ago?
It's from back in the, this is like the 90s.
Okay, because I was going to say Blake Shelton.
Oh, he's number four, like he's fourth.
From the bottom. Because I remember when they picked him as the sexiest man alive, they were like, Blake Shelton has a great personality, but come on.
Yeah, I mean, he's an attractive man. I'm not saying he's like,
but,
you know,
world's sexiest.
Yeah.
I think even Blake Shelton would be like, I know.
Yeah, I don't know. That didn't seem like him, really. Mm-hmm. You know. No, he's fourth from the bottom. But the bottom three, I guess, up until him, the dead last vote is for Nick Nolte on the 1992 cover. Like, what was Nick Nolte doing as the hottest man alive?
What? Okay, so this is from a while ago.
Yeah, obviously. I don't even know. Every time I think of Nick Nolte, I think of the mugshot of him with that Hawaiian shirt on and his hair looking crazy. I can't reckon the two of them together. Like crazy hair Nick Nolte and sexiest man alive. When was he ever the sexiest man alive?
It sounds like they were in a drought that year.
Apparently 1992 was a rough year for hot men.
Wow.
Ugh.
Now, do you have the top?
Yeah, I went over them.
Oh, but was it top three you did or top five?
I did top three. Okay. So Ryan Reynolds is the number one, followed by Chris Hemsworth. Ryan Reynolds 2010, Chris Hemsworth 2014, and Hugh Jackman 2008. Those are the top three.
I'm still waiting for Michael B. Jordan to make it on the list.
He is a quite sexy man.
Can we just get Michael B. Jordan to be people's sexiest man alive? Let's do it.
Let's start
a petition.
I'm for it. Bird Box was actually a book before Netflix made it into that movie, and it was super popular. I didn't realize it was a book.
No.
Well, the author of the book has developed a sequel that'll be out this fall. So you know what's going to happen. Netflix will probably pull Sandra Bullock on board for the sequel to the movie, which I'm all for that. I was so stressed out watching Bird Box that we had to take a break and finish watching it the next day.
Oh, wow. I wonder, though, will it be set in the future? Because, I mean, I feel like, well, I don't want to spoil Bird Box if you haven't seen it, but
listen, it's on demand and has been on demand for 3 months now.
I feel like it would be a great time jump to see what happens after, you know.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing. The book is going to be called Mallory, which is the name of Sandra Bullock's character, and it takes place 8 years after the events of the first book.
Okay.
So that's where it would be headed, which I'm excited about. Last night, Ariana Grande kicked off her brand new tour, and it sounds like it's already going to be a really successful stretch for her. You hear everybody singing along?
Like, does she even really have to sing at this point? Because everybody's...
She shows up in probably what I imagine to be a real cute baby doll dress with sparkles and a high pony. Maybe exactly. The cat ears.
Yes.
And then lets everybody do her job.
Yeah, and that's what it's going to be like at Amalie Arena in a couple of months when we welcome her to Tampa Bay.
Which, by the way, Seven Rings returned to number one on the Hot 100, so she's not going anywhere.
No, she here.
And I'm here for it. I'm really, like, I don't know why, but I just have a spot in my heart for Ariana Grande, and I feel like she's done so well.
I feel like we've grown up with Ariana Grande, because when you think about it, I remember when she first came out and she had a performance at the American Music Awards or at the Grammys, and everyone was like, oh, wow, she can belt.
Oh, that's true.
And then it was the donut licking thing incident, and then there was the incident where she said some not so nice things about fans in an elevator.
Yeah, it really got ahead of her.
And so, but then she grew up, and then she had these things happen to her in her life, and so we've truly seen Ariana Grande grow up in front of our eyes, so you feel attached to her.
Absolutely. And that's what's on Hollywood with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Do you secretly think your little brothers or sisters or your kids are out to get you? Sometimes kids say creepy things that can literally send shivers down your spine. Well, Holly's 5-year-old daughter recently said something super creepy, And maybe
this is true.
And maybe you said this when you were younger, your brothers or sisters.
I never remember saying anything like this.
Well, is her daughter saying something about the future?
Well, I hope not.
Find out in two songs.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.